So from this,
you see that light and life go together on God's end. Life comes first, and then light comes. And then, but on our side, light comes, and then life comes. So in Genesis 1, the first light it was enough to grow the little plants. But then they needed the fourth day lights, the solid light, the light of the sun, the moon, the stars, in order for the higher light to grow. The animals, eventually man, and the tree of life. So we see that the more light that we have, the more life we have.
Amen.
This seemed like a really big point. So I just wanted to say, the brother appreciated that in the songs that we sing, in the meetings, it's full of the truth.
Amen.
And he's saying that we get light when we're open to to these words.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I had a fresh realization that when we sing, we can really be getting that light to penetrate down into our, when we're open, and it penetrates down to our spirit, and it produces life.
That was
fresh to me.
Amen.
Let's read Roman numeral 2. So we go on to the second blessing.
Through the function of the Word of God, God's loving seekers receive the blessing of being watered and absorbing God.
Say the last part. Being
watered and absorbing God.
Amen. Start with receive.
Receive the blessing of being watered and absorbing God.
Amen. This verse, I think Psalm 1:2, it's about what is it about? Like somebody who's in the Word of God, he's like a tree planted by the river.
Right? Amen.
A tree planted by the river.
Amen.
So we want to be those. We want to have the fine root hairs.
Amen.
That are picking up the water. They're picking up the water.
Amen.
But he brought us back to Luke 8, I believe, saying that there's rocks in the soil.
Amen.
There's rocks in the soil, and so we just need the mercy from the Lord when we come to Him in the morning to be open so that we can remove those rocks and we can really absorb the water that's in the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go on to Roman numeral 3, the third blessing.
Through the function of the Word of God, God's loving seekers receive the blessing of an enabling God.
Amen.
Let's go to day 4. Just read that verse, John 20:22. And
when he breathed into them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
And let's just say that middle part.
He breathed into them.
When can we breathe? We can breathe anytime.
Amen.
Anywhere.
Amen.
We always need to breathe.
Amen.
Always need to breathe. Let's go on to the fourth blessing.
Yeah.
all read we read that verse again, that blessing in number 6. Jehovah has his face.
Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart fail it. But God is the rock of my heart.
Amen.
And my portion forever.
Amen.
God is my portion forever.
Amen.
I was actually really impressed by the little, there was a little paragraph in this section, so I want to read it to you as well. It says, we can receive life because God is our portion.
Amen.
We have life and living water also because He is our portion.
Amen.
All the different blessings come to us through the Word.
Amen.
Because the Lord is our portion.
Amen.
As long as we have Him, we have everything.
Amen.
All the blessings we receive from the living Word of God brings us to the Lord Himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is our portion.
Amen.
And because we have Him, He is... Hallelujah. We have everything we need.
Amen.
We have the unique blessing in the universe.
Amen.
We have God Himself.
Amen.
I also enjoy this. In the same day, I like the word, a couple words that came out. It says, in order for God to be a portion, He needs to be practical.
Amen.
Present.
Amen.
Enjoyable.
Amen.
And available.
Amen.
We have such a God.
Amen.
That He's very practical to us.
Amen.
Daily in our experience, we have God that, you know, becomes really practical.
Amen.
And He's present. He's the Spirit.
Amen.
And He's enjoyable.
Amen.
And how we taste it, how rich our God is. He's sweet.
Amen.
God is enjoyable.
Amen.
And as the Spirit, He's available all the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is our portion.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is our portion.
Amen.
And wouldn't you know it, I was going to read that exact same part.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is our portion.
Amen.
He is everything to us.
Amen.
And so I'll read something else. The testimony of the psalmist was that the Lord was his portion.
Amen.
Because he kept his word.
Amen.
By keeping God's word, he participated in God himself.
Amen.
And enjoyed him.
Amen.
When we keep the Lord's words, we also enjoy him as our portion.
Amen.
I'm just really impressed with the word of God.
Amen.
We need the word.
Amen.
Saints, do you want life to become life?
Yes. Amen.
You need the word.
Amen.
Do you want to be watered and absorb God?
Yes.
Then we need the word.
Amen.
You want to inhale God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can inhale God.
Amen.
By coming to the word.
Amen.
Oh, He is our portion in the word.
Amen.
Saints, we need to come to the word of God more than anything else.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like all our brothers.
Just filled and saturated with His light.
Amen.
We're saturated with His love.
Amen.
And
in the Word, right? Amen. My God is the rock,
rock
of my heart.
Amen.
And my portion.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the Word of God.
Right? Amen.
The Word of God brings God to us to be our portion.
Right.
There are many, many books in this world, right?
Amen.
But none of them convey the author.
Amen.
To us as our portion, right?
Amen.
Except for one book, right? And that's the Bible, because the Bible is God breathed.
Right?
So God has breathed himself into his Word, right? So when we come to the Word and open ourselves, we get God.
Amen.
So I'm just so happy that the psalmists are such a good pattern to us, right? You know, sometimes we feel like, oh, my heart and my flesh just fail.
Right?
That's what they said, right?
Yes.
We have to remember, but God.
Amen.
Get ourselves back to the Word, right? But God.
Amen.
But God is the rock of my heart.
Amen.
My portion forever.
Amen.
And he says, how sweet are your words to my lips.
Amen.
Sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Amen.
And this is our experience, saints. We are just, apart from the Word, we're just failing. Right? Our heart, our flesh has failed.
Yes.
And we just plug ourselves back into the Word.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Touch something sweet and we receive our portion.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have to enjoy this message this week, right?
Amen.
And on day two we have, in fact, life is the container of life, right?
Amen.
Life brings us life.
Amen.
Throughout the week, he was talking about it's hard to tell what comes first, life or light, but praise the Lord, we can have both, right?
Amen.
And then day two, we have the light shines and the darkness did not overcome it, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, God is light, right?
Amen.
And in him, there is no darkness at all.
Amen.
This world could be a really dark place and we could be bothered by things that happen around us. There's some things on the news. That's why I try not to listen to the news. I just want to be in the light, right?
Amen.
In the morning, I start off by getting into the Word, right?
Amen.
Just get the light in me and chase away all the darkness, right?
Amen.
Darkness can creep in and get into corners and stay in there. But when we take the Word into us, we absorb God, right?
Amen.
God becomes our portion, right?
Amen.
Our heart and our flesh faileth. Because we're mortal men, but our portion is God.
Amen.
We have a divine portion that is eternal and lasts forever and shines within us and chases away all our darkness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The darkness is being chased away.
Amen.
I am joining 1 John 2:8. Yet again, a new commandment I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you,
amen,
because the darkness is passing away.
Amen.
And the true light is already shining.
Amen.
Therefore, I just enjoy how light and life come together.
Amen.
They always do.
Amen.
You cannot have life without light.
Amen.
And light always brings in life.
Amen.
But how does this happen? How does light bring in life? Well, there's two aspects in here I'm joining. The darkness cannot overcome it. Now, as our brother shared, you know, there is much darkness in this world. And sad to say, when I hear about these dark things, I feel dark inside. My soul becomes dark. I feel sad for this world. Why does it have to be so dark? But then God's light shines.
Amen.
And where does it shine?
Amen.
It shines in our spirit.
Amen.
So that is why the darkness is passing away.
Yeah.
It's not just the light shining in this world, taking away the dark things of the world. It's shining in our spirit to take the darkness out of us.
Amen.
The darkness is passing away out of us.
Amen.
We are not dark. We are children of light.
Amen.
We are becoming light.
Amen.
And this light gives us life.
Amen.
We are children of light.
Amen.
So the light and the life in our spirit is what enlivens us.
Right.
Amen.
So we just need to receive more of this light into our spirit through the Word.
Amen.
So that we may be life to this world.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we can be life to this world.
Amen.
You know, this word is to God's loving seekers.
Amen.
Is that us?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, is that us?
Yes.
Amen.
And to us, the word has a function. And I appreciate all the, like Phil said, all of the five blessings. And one is that we absorb, what was it, we absorb?
God.
We absorb God.
Amen.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciated the matter of the fine roots. And you know how we need to, in a plant, you know, you have the roots and you have these big roots. The big roots are, you know, if you dig up the plant, as we notice, but you might not notice the fine roots as much. The fine roots are where the nourishment comes.
Amen.
And there's in Colossians 2, it says, walk in Him having been rooted.
Amen.
Having been rooted.
Amen.
It also says, you are God's cultivated land.
Amen.
Speaking of the church, I just appreciate cultivated. That means it's been working. It's all ready for the roots to go down.
Amen.
So, and I just appreciate this one. One says, my confidence is what issues from becoming deeply rooted in Christ.
Amen.
And this is the part. Through contacting the Lord.
Amen.
And spending time in the Word.
Amen.
With much prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord, we want to have this practice.
Amen.
You know, I talked about the Word, you know, about the Word getting the light. We need to have the light go on and become light.
Amen.
And I just appreciate it. Really, it shows here. We need to contact the Lord.
Amen.
We need to contact the Lord. How? Taking the Word with prayer.
Amen.
I'm glad Paul read that verse in Colossians, and also it says that Christ would make his, in Ephesians it says, Christ would make his home in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
Amen.
And it goes on to what will happen. If you're rooted, the section about the tender roots was very precious to me.
Amen.
You know, there was a plant that was at my dad's house, and it was dying, and it's been dying for a long time. It was planted in a barrel, and it was a ficus tree, and it's been there many, many years, and it was dying. You could water it, and the water would flow out. Just nothing would happen. And we had basically given up on it. I brought it to my van, to my house, and went to just get rid of it. And one day, my children and I took it to my office, and we planted it in the ground. But we had to break off the plastic barrel that was on it, and underneath it was all these thick, old roots. That you could water all you want and nothing would happen.
Yeah.
Right? So there was two things. Number one, it was bound up by this, was all held within a particular place. And the other was that there were no tender roots. So when we planted it in the ground, I thought, well, if it makes it great, if it doesn't, well, I'll just buy another plant. The Lord's not like that. The Lord's not like that.
Yeah.
What happened is we began to water it. And I assume, because I can't see any of it, the tree starts to bud. I assume that the tender roots are going out.
Amen.
Right? And because they're going out, then the life is coming back to the tree, and now there's it's getting pretty full again. And I can see this every day outside my window.
Right?
And I realized the water's getting in. The life is getting stronger.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Reminded me this week, you know, last week on Lord's Day, when I went to go visit, you know, Brother Don has been encouraging us to go blend. Right? So we went to blend with the saints in Glendale. Actually, they were meeting last week in the city of Burbank. Right? And just by being with them, I realized, you know, the meeting was much smaller than this meeting. But because it was smaller, there was more functioning. Right? And I just realized it was like getting out of that bound barrel. Right? Not that Paul 2 is a... but in a sense, if you've been here a long time, you realize you don't never get out. The tender roots never get to function. Right? Never get the water. And so I just kind of enjoyed the fact that I got out of being root bound.
Yeah.
Right? And I just enjoyed the fact that the water can get in.
Amen.
And now when you take the Word, just by being refreshed by the saints, you take the Word, something's new.
Amen.
Right? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord.
I'm so glad our Father doesn't throw us away.
Amen.
Sometimes you just feel like it's worthless, don't fellowship. Last week, I told you last week, I said something to my neighbor. It wasn't anything bad, but it was just, as I walked away, I felt so dead, And then something else last night, and just, But hallelujah, these days, hallelujah for the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the function of God's Word.
Amen.
But because we're all enjoying God's Word, the light shines in.
Amen.
Like Eric and I, we were talking the other day about how these days, the light is becoming sevenfold intensified.
Amen.
As we come to the Word, He's just shining into places in our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah for His Word.
Amen.
It's bringing forth more light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you just enjoy this week? I just really enjoy it. Hallelujah.
My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
You usually sing song of verse 25 before that. But praise the Lord for the function of God's Word.
Amen.
And we need to sing God's Word.
Amen.
We need to chew God's Word.
Amen.
Pray God's Word.
Amen. Yeah.
Singing is so easy. Like Phil said earlier, breathing.
Amen.
Singing is our breathing.
Amen.
You're driving in the car and you can't have your Bible in front of you, but you can sing His Word.
Amen.
I don't know how many times I've sang that. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the rock of my heart.
Amen.
And my portion forever. When I find myself failing, just saying the wrong thing, saying something stupid, And then I begin to sing it, and then the Lord's there, and He doesn't throw me away like the plant, right? He loves us.
Amen.
Our Father loved us.
Amen.
It's His good pleasure to give us the kingdom.
Amen.
He knows we're stupid, and we're evil, and we're whatever it might be, whatever He shines on, but hallelujah, we just confess.
Amen.
And we come back, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah for the function of God's Word.
Amen.
Amen. I really appreciate the first blessing. It's a matter of light becoming life.
Amen.
And I just consider, I normally think about life kind of spreading out from our spirit, but I appreciate in the ministry it talks about the light penetrates our understanding.
Right.
So in our soul, there's a certain kind of shining. When we've dealt with our heart in a certain way, we come to the Word, there's a shining that touches our understanding. But then I like... is Bradley said we need to go deeper.
Yeah.
There needs to be a penetration of the light from our understanding to our spirit, where that light becomes life.
Yeah.
And so the process by that happens is primarily by the exercise of our spirit, which is by prayer.
Yeah.
So it's like there has to be a mingling.
Yeah.
So you get some light. So it's like first there's some light in our understanding. As soon as any light hits our understanding, we need to exercise our spirit to turn that light into life in our spirit. Because then life is increasing. So this is really awesome that we have a spirit that can convert light. It's like photosynthesis, actually. It's like our spirit can do the real photosynthesis. The light comes, we turn to our spirit, and life is increasing in our spirit. So it's so good that our soul and our spirit, there's a coordination where light becomes life. But this is a blessing that all the seekers can enjoy because we have an awesome spirit. So I just really appreciate our spirit is wonderful when it comes to our touch with the Word.
Amen.
We get the enlightening in our soul, we turn to our spirit, and then life just fills our whole being.
Amen.
Starting from our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Right. Wow. Life comes into our spirit.
Amen. Amen.
I also enjoy this portion from day 4, 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God's breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Amen.
I just like the beginning, it says, all scripture is God's breathed.
Amen.
And I just enjoy that part because it made it so simple. Well, I'll just read this portion because the verse is better than I can. It says, it is very easy for Him to get into us.
Amen.
Because He is air.
Amen.
Since He is the breath, we may simply breathe Him in.
Amen.
Now in the spiritual breath, we have God, man, incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension.
Amen.
Everything is included in this heavenly air.
Amen.
It is wonderful and so all-inclusive.
Amen.
I also like to add, it is also so easy.
Amen.
Because breathing, I don't even think when I breathe. I don't know, do you guys think when you breathe? I think when I think about breathing, I actually stop breathing. That's when you want to hold your breath, right? But reading is just something spontaneous.
Amen.
And it's so simple to take in.
Amen.
So like Brother Craig said, when we come to the Word, we need to have our spirit so that we may breathe this Word in.
Amen.
And this has everything
Amen.
We need.
Amen.
Which is definitely crazy and awesome.
Amen.
All scripture is
breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.
Brother, amen.
As the sons of light,
amen.
We should live in the light,
amen.
The walk,
amen.
And in the light.
Amen.
Remain
Amen.
In that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are in the light.
Amen.
We need to stay in the light.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Stay in the light.
Amen.
We need to stay in the light.
Amen.
And I really appreciated this week just reading that when we have the divine light, everything. Like the divine reality is just real to us.
Yeah.
But when we're not in the light, it's like everything is emptiness, everything is vanity.
Yeah.
It's a good check to see if we're in the light or not. You know? Later on in the week, we talked about if we're diligent to stay in the Word, we just have a pleasant time with the Lord.
Amen.
We don't sense that things are vanity and emptiness.
Yeah,
we just
right.
enjoy the Lord's countenance, so enjoy the Lord's face in the Word.
Amen.
But I also really enjoy what Craig brought out about the life being something that's deeper than light.
Yeah.
I never really saw that before. I remember when I was in Boston, I had this little like study that I was doing. If you see my Bible, there's like all these little tabs that I lined up. What I did is I just started with the BFA study illustrated guide and started studying like one subject and then just started following the footnotes and the cross references and the Word, and I was like, man, this is awesome. And I really, really enjoyed it. But I also remember having the sensation like while I was studying, like, you need to start praying about this thing. You know, I was like reading it and I was like starting to see things about the kingdom that I had heard about but never really saw. And it was like there was light, but
yeah.
I just kept reading because I just kept wanting to accumulate all this knowledge, you know, which wasn't bad. But at the end of the time, I was like, man, I'm still thirsty. Like,
yeah.
There's something that's missing. And after reading this week, I realized, wow, there is light, and that is not a bad thing. We need the light.
Yeah.
But once we receive the light, like Craig says, we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen. And
realize that there's a conversion that needs to happen.
Yeah. Right?
I need to go deeper right now.
Right? Yeah.
So we pray with what the Lord has shined on, and this becomes life in us.
Amen.
And I remember Oscar earlier, we were fellowshipping this week, and he said that becomes a source of long-term nourishment.
Yeah. Right?
It's not just something that's up here anymore, but it's in your spirit now.
Right? Yeah.
It's become life in your spirit.
Yeah.
And that can feed you for a long time. Yeah. That can feed others.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Enjoy that day six. I'll read this. This is in the reading section, but the verse says, Jehovah bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Amen.
Jehovah lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
I like this word keep you. You got the keeping, then the grace, and then you get the peace.
Amen.
And, you know, like in my experience, a lot of times I might feel like I'm touching the Lord, I'm one with the Lord. But all of a sudden, like, just like that, my mind is in another place. Remember, Brother used to talk about that. Some brothers from Hong Kong would say, Brother, you're in the meeting, but within 1 second, your mind's in Hong Kong at a restaurant or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that way. I don't know if you're that way or not, but a lot of times I'll be praying, doing something, and all of a sudden, I'm out, you know. So I really enjoyed this. It says, the Lord keep you.
Amen.
The Lord will keep us.
Amen.
It's not something of ourselves, but he'll keep us. And that relates to the verse of 8:5, which says, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is a rock in my heart and my portion forever.
Amen.
I enjoy that. You know, our heart might fail. Maybe sometimes we just take off, our mind goes to the other side of the earth or something. But, you know, God is a rock in my heart and my portion forever.
Amen.
So I just appreciate that the Lord will always draw us back to himself.
Amen.
And then we've got the keeping, and then we have the grace, and then when we have the grace, we also have the peace. So I just really enjoyed this, that the Lord is a keeping one. He's the one that will turn us back to Himself.
Amen. Amen.
I enjoyed those same verses about the Lord's faith and His countenance. And so that's numbered. Jehovah make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Jehovah
lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
And the note for this verse says the face denotes the presence of the person and the countenance denotes the expression of the person. To lift up one's countenance upon a Christian means to confirm, assure, promise, and give everything to that person.
Amen.
Jesus, the Son, came as the face of God,
Amen.
And
Amen.
The Holy Spirit comes as the countenance of God. This is what touched me, and it gives the reference in Ephesians 4:30, which says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit." And it just reminded me that Brother Lee in the passage told us that we should care only for the Lord's smile. You know? That's the lifting up of one's countenance, to know whether you're pleasing someone or not, right? So not only do we need the shining, but I'm thinking of my experiences that I might get some light, right? And I have the Lord's presence, but then I don't stay with the Lord, you know? I don't care for His feeling, and I grieve the Spirit, you know? So it just reminded me that not to only care, but like to go deeper, like our brother said, to care for His feeling, to care for His smile.
Numbers 6:25-26. Jehovah make His face shine upon you.
Amen.
Be gracious to you.
Amen.
Jehovah lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
So we can can stay young by getting in the Word. Pray. Do not let yourself get old.
Numbers 6:25. Jehovah make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Amen.
I was at the stop sign the other day, or stop sign rather. This guy was in front of me, parked in a really trashy car, bumper sticker all over the back. It's about Jesus. And I was like, well, look at this guy. And I said, should I give him a recovery version? He's like, well, of course, David. So I followed him into this Walmart parking lot. And I got out, and I went up to him, and I said, hi, excuse me, I noticed your bumper sticker was on the back of your car. Are you a believer? And he looked at me, and just by the way he looked at me, you could see the shining of the Lord, which was infused into him, just shining out of him.
Amen.
Like it was God looking at him. This definitely was a brother, and I knew the answer right away before he even said anything. And we talked about the Lord. It was a good talk. Gave him a Bible. And his name was Fuzzy. He had big bushy eyebrows. He was about 8 years old. And he even had it embroidered on his shirt. He showed me his name was Fuzzy. Let's just say Lord Fuzzy. Lord Fuzzy!
Shine on us and then you operate us.
things cannot sustain, it cannot overcome.
Amen. I really don't know what to share. And I was talking to a brother two, three days ago about a connection between week 15 and week 16. And I'm still kind of struggling what that bridge is. But I don't want to share a little bit of a little enjoyment this week about what Brother Albert already shared about breathing. You know, we need to be a person of prayer. And the way we pray is not just to, you know, to spend 24 hours a day kneeling down. It is really to breathe in the Lord and to breathe out our sorrow.
Amen.
Every day, for mankind, especially me, we're full of issues and we're full of problems. And the only way for us to have God inside of us is to breathe out everything of ourselves, mm-hmm. and to breathe everything of the Lord inside of us. And this reminds me of the interim in Brazil. You know, Ron Candace was sharing about this to the saints in Brazil. And, you know, the saints there went through a lot of stuff. And there's still issues there. And the way Brother Ron tenderly mentioned it, he says, saints, this is the only way. Yeah. This is the only way we can do it. Yeah. We have to breathe out all of these stuff. Mm-hmm. And we have to breathe in it.
Amen.
And this is the organic way.
Right.
There's nothing, there's no other way. And, you know, if you look at this whole week, there's two superlatives that I really enjoy. After day four, the last paragraph says, the greatest joy or blessing of being a Christian is really to touch and taste God himself.
Amen.
And then the following day, this is about the blessing. It talks about the highest blessing. The highest blessing of all is the enjoyment of God himself as our portion.
Amen.
So what is the greatest? What is the greatest joy?
Amen.
And what is the highest blessing?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoy the day.
Amen.
Amen.
hear the saints of the release of portion? In one sentence? Last chance. Last chance for
hallelujah.
The word gives us light.
Amen.
And then it enlightens us.
Amen.
Giving us life.
Amen.
God breathes himself out so that we can breathe him in.
Amen.
The greatest joy or blessing of being a Christian is to touch and praise God himself.
Amen.
The God-breathed word.
Amen.
The world is light. But when the word goes deeper into our spirit, it becomes light.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Brother Eric actually said something that I thought was interesting. I took a quick one. He said, I couldn't connect 15 to week 16. And so I took a quick look at through week 15. You know what the commonality is? The words loving seeker. So actually praise the Lord for being a lonely seeker. So I was really impressed that this week, really the initiation is that the Lord is looking for loving seekers.
Amen.
And isn't it wonderful? Like actually in day six, it gives a really good illustration. I think really good for me in particular, because I have two young kids. But it talks about, you know, a baby. When a baby looks at its mother's face, it's seeking the mother's countenance, it's seeking the mother's happiness. And you know, I see this actually a lot. Like my youngest daughter, she'll actually grab my wife's face, especially when she's hungry, she wants to eat. So my wife will be holding her, and she's grabbing her face and like looking. And it's very different than actually when I hold her. She kind of like looks here and there. I call her sneaky eyes. when she's looking at my wife, she's trying to connect with my wife. She sits there and she grabs her face and looks at it. And I was thinking, that's what the Lord wants for us. And 1 Peter says, like a newborn babe, long for the guidance of the word. So and I appreciate what the sister said about there being three words in John that really describes our relationship with the Lord. Right? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in the beginning of John, you have God as the Word. And then following that verse, it says, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among men. So next you have flesh. Well, who's flesh? That's man. So you have God and man. And at the end of John, what do you have? He said this, he breathed into them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. So you have God, you have man, and you have breath, which is the Spirit. And this is God's relationship to man.
Amen.
So you can see when God has his loving seekers, which are us, you know, we are seeking after the Lord. And what does he want us to do? He wants us to come to the Word like newborn babes. And when we come to the Word, which is God, as man, he breathed himself into us. And all these blessings this week to his loving seekers are really about one thing, about God adding himself to man. And actually, it's really the blessing, the universal blessing, is God himself.
Amen.
So whether it's God being light to us, then as we go deeper in the Spirit, becoming light to us, or whether it's God breathing himself to us, and so that we can receive him and we can grow in him, whether it's us coming into the Word and not having old roots, but having fresh, tender roots, so we can absorb him. The blessing is God.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? God, so if we're a loving seeker and we're seeking after God in his word, when we come to the word and touch our spirit in the word, what do we receive? We receive God!
Amen.
This is the real blessing.
Yeah.
There's so many wonderful illustrations, but this is, at the end of this week, I just felt, you know, there's so many good prayers in here, but one, there's two parts I really enjoy.
It says, my confidence is in what issues from becoming deeply rooted in Christ through contacting the Lord and spending time in the Word with much prayer. So what should our confidence be in? Should be our confidence in our ability to understand the Word and to say, oh, I get what Paul's saying. Oh, I understand what John is saying. No, it's by our confidence issues from becoming deeply rooted in Christ through contacting the Lord and spending time in the Word with much prayer.
Amen.
And you know, if we may not have confidence in ourselves, but if we have confidence that by coming to the Lord in the Word, actually we have a secure confidence. And you know why? Because you realize that many believers who have this kind of practice, who have this kind of loving seeking, they're young still. You know, when we were speaking about the saints who are young, and I realized, I was thinking, almost every day I come home from work, I get home pretty late, and I'm driving home, it's a pretty long drive, and I get back to my house, and I feel dead. Like, I really feel like, I told Yingying many times, I'm like, I feel like I'm dying. I feel like I'm dying. Because I spent time in the world, in a secular world, that's apart from God. But then I look at saints who are twice my age, and they seem like they're half my age. Why? Because they're lovingly seeking the Lord in the Word. And their roots are tender. You know, I'll point out, and I just enjoy this illustration too, because sometimes, I don't know, I never heard of this before I moved to the valley, but in the valley there's something called nut grass. I don't know if you it's a particular kind of weed that grows and basically kills your takes over your lawn, and I have this problem in my yard. So oftentimes I'll try to dig out that nut grass, and you know, actually that was quite good in there, because we spend time and we sit there and pull this thing. If you ever look at nut grass, you look at how long the tendrils are, and how tender and fine those tendrils are.
Yeah.
And actually, you can't get rid of it unless you dig up the whole root. But you know how hard that is to do? It's very, very difficult. I put a weed pot, I put all these different things.
Yeah.
But it shows you that those tender roots are absorbing enough nutrition that can blast through whatever I put on top of it. And that just shows you that, actually, if we're in the same condition of having these tender roots, you know, we can blast through all the death and all the darkness, because we're absorbing Christ.
Amen.
We're absorbing the real nutrients.
Amen.
So anyways, I just appreciate there's so much in this week. I was just encouraged. I was encouraged that I have to be refreshed and have a fresh consecration and say to the Lord, Lord, I'd like to come after you as a loving seeker in your Word.
Amen.
Anyways, praise the Lord for this week.
Amen.
I'm not sure if there's any other... Maybe we can just spend like 30 seconds with our neighbors just praying for this week, saying, Lord, I'd like to seek after you fresh.
Second announcement. Thanksgiving conference on Friday, Saturday, and Lord's Day of Thanksgiving week. We will be watching the webcast on the Thanksgiving conference. So...
And all the loving seekers said,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Also, how about this week? We all really ask the Lord to give us something to bring next week to prophesy.
Right.
You know how much it is? All can prophesy one by one, that all may learn, all may be built up. But if, you know, if there's only a few that prophesy, just that much happens. Just think if more shared this morning, how much richer it would have been. Like coming to Love Feast, and only 10 or 12 people brought some food, then we'd all be going, what? You know why? So we really need to just give ourselves, Lord, give me something. Let's all pray. Lord, give me something to share next week.
Amen.
Lord, give me something to share next week.
Amen. There was something else.
Lord, make me willing to share next week.
Amen.
Lord, make me willing to share next week.
Yeah, but next week the college students are going to be,
right.
And the serving ones are going to be up in the Oakland, and so it's not going to be a lot. Wants to share what Paul said.
I just want to say something just to piggyback on what he said. I really appreciate. There was two that shared today who normally don't share. One, they're not a native English speaker, And just to have, and then the other person also, and I just realized that's like a fresh, tender root. And I really appreciate it. It doesn't matter what they share, but it means they're presenting themselves to be perfected.
Amen.
And I just said, Lord, we all would have this heart.
Amen.
You know, and I forgot the Revelation. There's one place where the Lord says, he's kind of rebuking someone. He said, you know, I was hungry, and you did not feed me. Where's the Lord today?
Amen.
He's in Brother Mark. He's in all of us, right? And we're hungry.
Amen.
Christ in me is hungry for your portion, right?
Amen. Amen.
Right. Anyway, hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's all do that. Let's all practice.
Amen.
Bring our portion, whatever it may be.